everybody. Today is get the date right. August 30th, 2021. It is noon. We are here to hear parcel number 7108671-071. For the record, I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves. My name is Glenda Mudgett.
Jeff Stevens, Legal Base Board.
Margaret Darger, County Clerk.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, Equalization Board.
Therese Martin, Pass.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Luann Deere, Equalization Board.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office.
And you'll need to introduce yourself.
Guy Jones.
Attorney. Did he introduce himself?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. I missed that one. Okay. The way this is going to work is we will allow the assessor to speak after the assessor speaks.
I'm sure I've got a hearing problem.
Can you hear me now?
Not real well.
I was going to say, he might move back up there. Since Margaret said up there,
yeah,
he wants to sit
you
there
can move back over here.
Okay.
Usually the county clerk sits there, but she sat up there, so you could probably sit there. She can hear better.
Okay, so what the procedure will be, the assessor will present their case, then you will present yours, and if they have a rebuttal, they'll rebut. Typically, we will make a decision, and you will get a letter within 10 days.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I was hoping that somebody from TASC was going to be here.
They are.
That's TASC right there.
Okay. You got a bunch of questions.
Okay. Okay, well, we're going to allow them to speak.
Are we going to swear in first?
Yes.
Yes.
We need to swear in everybody first.
Okay. All witnesses, raise your right hand. I swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Yes.
Okay.
First thing we need to say is we did not get any evidence at all. So the only thing, no evidence on the taxpayer side. So the only thing we have is what we brought because we didn't receive anything to talk about on anything else. Which did y'all know that? I don't know what all we're talking about. We didn't receive anything from the taxpayer, no, for the evidence.
I can't hear what you said.
She said that they didn't receive any of this evidence beforehand to review.
My evidence?
Yes.
I wasn't asked for it.
Were you not given any paperwork or something that you were filling out and told that you needed to provide evidence?
That would have came from.
Most of what I've got is already off record.
Okay.
That's fine. I was just letting y'all know that we didn't have anything.
Okay.
And I was hoping that we would have the appraiser that did the appraisal on this subject to being cross-examined so I could make my case in part through that person.
Well, you have a representative from TASC here. Also, I have one question here. You're Mr. Jones' trustee?
Yes.
And Secretary Treasurer Tickle's consultant?
Yes.
Okay, so are you the owner of record or are you here by permission of the owner of record?
Okay. My wife, Linda Sue's owner, is dead. She
mm-hmm.
died in 06.
Okay.
I'm the only person remaining in the corporation that's actively involved with it.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and let the assessor speak. If there's any other questions. Okay. TASC is going to speak first.
Okay. It's parcel 7108671071.
You're going to
have to speak up for him.
Can you hear me?
Better.
Okay.
Your name?
It's Therese Martin.
Therese Martin?
Therese, yes. The parcel is 7108671071. It's in section 34, Township 6 North, Range 14 West, part of the Northeast Southwest. It's .39 hundredths of an acre. The owner, and we have record Linda Reed, secretary, treasurer of Kickles Consulting Inc. Address 3300 Knob Hill Street. It is located on the top of Knob Hill, and y'all have a map in there that shows where it sits. The home was built in 2004. It's a one-story home of approximately 2,118 square feet with about 684 finished basement, unpartitioned with two bedroom, one full, and two one-half baths. The 21 reappraisal value went from 129.2, which was $61 a square foot, to 161.168, which is 76.04 a square foot. And then
I'm really having trouble hearing you.
It went from 129.2 to 161.168 in the 21 reappraisal. I included, just so y'all could see, the 2006, 2008, 2011, 2016, and 2021 property cards of the property that's in question here. And it's basically, as far as since 2011, everything is the same, except this year we did give some more depreciation, and the market adjustment was different this year due to the market. And we, the neighborhood we used was Colley Meets and Bounds. There was 31 sales. The sales prices for that was $3,368 to $137.45 a square foot. The median ratio 18.96, COD 9.15, and the PRD 102. And we talked about that the other day, as far as the range that the IAAO allows on those. And that's all I have. Oh, we have his on for, well, I told y'all, 7609. So that's, and I have also included the sales in the neighborhood, if y'all want to look at those also, the price per square foot.
Okay, Mr. Jones, you can speak.
Okay. I have some questions for her. You said you have a list of sales.
Mm-hmm. That's the provider. Yes, they have the bill he has.
And how do you determine that the sales on that list are comparable to the subject property?
It's mass appraisal. We look at a neighborhood, and all the sales in that neighborhood come up with the median ratio, get the market adjustment factor, and that's applied to all of the properties in that neighborhood.
Let's simply do it this way. There are three ways to evaluate a property, correct?
Right.
One is by comparable sales.
Mm-hmm.
Second is by the rental on the property,
right,
recognizing
the cost,
that the rental amount per month should be 1% of the value of the property. Correct?
Not necessarily.
And the third one is the cost of the land and the improvements. Correct?
Yes.
Which one of those properties do you have that you say is comparable to 3300 Knob Hill?
We look at all the neighborhood.
No, comparable sales are not the neighborhood. Comparable sales are one-on-one.
We do mass appraisal. I'm not doing a fee appraisal on your house. We're doing a mass appraisal. We look at a neighborhood.
Okay. What treatise do you use to say that this is a mass appraisal and it applies to this property?
I don't misunderstand that. What?
If you're a neurosurgeon, you go by the shrinking shells text on neurosurgery. Now, you've got to have a treatise that goes with an appraisal. Something that's kind of like a Bible. You're going to follow what it says to do.
Mass appraisal.
Right.
Okay.
Or the
what
county.
Treatise is there that shows you a mass appraisal can affect an individual property?
Mass appraisal done countywide for all the properties in the county.
Right.
We don't individualize properties.
We It's a mass appraisal.
Mass appraisal.
I've got that part of it now.
Would you like for our attorney to maybe answer your question?
We can have a talk a little bit later. I'd like to be able to get something here on the record so that I know which way to go.
Well, and the mass appraisal, if I've told y'all before, is the equitable and efficient appraisal of all property in jurisdiction for ad valorem tax purposes.
I can't hear you.
Mass appraisal, this is ACA 26-26-1202, mass appraisal market value, the equitable and efficient appraisal of all property in a jurisdiction for ad valorem tax purposes.
You're reading from something. Can I see it?
It's,
yeah,
it's.
Is that an extra one of those?
Okay, what legal authority is there to have a mass appraisal to effect an individual property? Because all property is unique.
Let
Jim answer that question.
I think maybe what you're asking, I hope I'm catching what you're asking, Mr. John, is what would be the, why do we do a mass appraisal on how it affects an individual property? It's between the laws of the state of Arkansas. We have guidance through the Arkansas Assessment Coordination Department, and also we have guidance from the International Association of Assessing Officers, which is a international worldwide organization. Maybe that's what you're looking for.
No, sir.
No, sorry, then.
I hear what you're saying. It would be interesting if I knew where to get this Arkansas Assessor Coordination.
There is a website. They have a website.
And I sent you also the rules and regs on that. And I had sent you that also, the rules and regs from the Assessment Coordination. The rules and regulations, yes.
That's what you're saying. That came from this Arkansas Assessment Coordination?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any case law or statutory law that says a mass appraisal can affect an individual property?
Would that be an attorney?
No, this is not... he's allowed to ask you questions. You can just say yes or no, and you can move on.
What I'm looking for is the legal authority that you're operating under.
Thanks.
I mean, the law that you sent him is what
a rule and regs. That's what, yeah. We're
mass appraisal.
Cerise, I don't think he heard the statute you quoted earlier.
Yeah.
So give him the statute number.
26, it's ACA, which is 26-26-1202.
26-26-1202.
Yes.
1202.
Yes.
Okay. 26-26-1202.
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying that under this statute, that a mass appraisal has been approved to effect one piece of property?
It affects the whole county.
It affects the whole county. Okay. Right.
So any
property in the county set up that way.
Yes.
What happens to comparable sales, like the construction of a house?
We have data collection where we go out and look at every property in the county, and that's when we do the data collection or build where we look at each property and look at the grade, the condition of the house, and all that. And we are audited by the state 3 times a year that says we're doing that correctly.
Well, I don't have anything to do with it, audited by the state. What I'm concerned with is I'm looking for one piece of property, just one, that's comparable to this piece of property. Can you name me one?
Well, I'm not just looking at, I mean, we're doing mass appraisal. I've not, I mean, I don't know if there's one just exactly comparable to yours.
Would you be surprised if I told you that this house was an experiment?
I believe in the comments in some of the past, there's something about the walls and stuff on the on your home. Is it it's two bedroom, correct? Two bedroom home?
I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you to tell me. I'm not going to tell you what the. Have you ever been inside the house? Or any did you do personally do the appraisal on this?
I've been to your house originally many years ago and measured it on the outside because we do our measuring on the outside of homes. We very rarely go in homes.
Okay. Does it make any difference about the city services that are provided to a property, to a home inside the city limits? Whether it has them or doesn't have them, does that affect the value?
We look at the sales.
Pardon?
That would tell us when we look at the sales of homes, what they sell for. That's what we...
Okay. Does the city services have anything to do with the value of a home?
I would think so.
So, say like a water service. If it doesn't have that, then that would take it down.
Well, I mean, we look at what stuff sells for.
Pardon?
We look at what things sell for.
Well, let me see if I got this right. What you do is you take a piece of property, and then you take the size of it, and whether or not it's got any improvements or anything on it, and then you decide what it's worth based on the evaluation of all the property on a nominal basis. That is, it just falls out across all the property, correct?
Well, it depends on, we do those by,
what?
We do those by, like in the part of the county, we do it by the township and range, and then go down to the sales and those. And then the city's different. We look at the sales in the city.
Okay. Land. So then you just completely throw out the need for comparable elements. Like, what kind of roof it has.
We look at that when we go out. I mean, we do make note of that.
Well, if you're saying it's a mass appraisal, you don't even consider that, do you?
Well, we make note of it. When we go out and look at the property, we do look at those
types of things. Okay, that note. Whoever went out to view this property, where can I get those records and documents from that person?
It's on your card there. Everything's checked on the back of that card. On the back of that card that you had, everything's checked.
Are you talking about
the property card? I'm talking about the
property card,
yes. Because it says when he was there in 21 that he talked to you.
And I just gave you a copy of our property card, front and back.
It says, talked with the owner August the 8th of 18.
August the 8th of 18?
Mm-hmm, which when the appraiser was there at your home.
Do you have any handwritten notes by that person?
I don't have any handwritten notes, just the data entry. People put the note in there.
Who did he say he talked to?
He just said talk with owner. He didn't put specifically Guy Jones. He said talk with owner.
I doubt that very seriously. August the 18th of 2018?
It was 18, yes.
Say that again, give me the date.
It was August the 8th of 2018.
I won't need to look at my calendar, but I'm going to tell you that I wasn't there in August 2018. Mm-hmm. To be absolutely sure,
I'm going to look at McAllister.
Well, we do most of the, when people are not home anyway. I mean, very rarely are there people home when we inspect your property. Very rarely.
What happens if this house was constructed out of hay bales? You ever seen a house constructed out of a hay bale?
Only on television.
Okay. Would that make a difference on the value of a piece of property?
Maybe. Probably. I mean, if it was, depends on the
it's still in
construction.
That
yeah.
If it was still situated in that neighborhood, it would still have that effect in that neighborhood's value.
I mean, we have different, different houses all over, everywhere, I guess. But
do you know of any treatise, any authoritative work that approves mass appraisals to effect one piece of property? Any treatise, any work, any essay, any authoritative statement by an expert in the field of appraisal?
I don't even know.
That goes back to that statute.
Yeah,
it needs to read the
statute.
I
can't hear what she's saying.
It just goes back to that statute that I gave you all ago.
So you're saying, I'm not asking about the statute. I'm asking about a treatise. Because in your contract, you're required to follow the standard protocols of the appraisal service. You're supposed to use standard protocols. And what you're telling me is you don't do it. You can go under a statute and say, it's mass appraisal.
Well, we go by the rules and regs if the...
Yeah, Mr. Guy, if I can, I think I just want to clarify, I think, what she's trying to say that might help you. And if it's not helpful, then you can just move on. But TASC uses regulations that are established under the authority of the statute through the Arkansas Assessment Coordination Division. So that division releases regulations, just like a government office can issue regulations. And those regulations are what help TASC define how to conduct their mass appraisal. So they don't use treatises, but they use state regulations to help conduct their mass appraisal.
Okay. Do you use computers to do most of the work?
We do use computers.
Do you use computers to do most of the tabulations on value?
Yes.
Does it have artificial intelligence associated with it? Are any of these programs approved by any expert agency or people that say
this is
valid?
Yes, yes.
What are the names of those programs?
The Apprentice that we do, right?
Apprentice.
I can't hear what she said.
Apprentice.
What?
Apprentice.
Apprentice?
Mm-hmm.
Apprentice program.
Information.
Yeah. Information system.
Yeah, Apprentice Information System.
Go.
And we use, I mean, a lot of the other counties in the state use Apprentice Information.
I don't care about other parts
and then,
of the state. I'm concerned.
Well, I'm just telling you, a lot of other counties use that one as well.
Well, what you're telling me today is that you don't have any specifics on it. It's just a mass appraisal. You're using a computer program that's based on artificial intelligence. And that has to draw on data, either megadata or metadata or big data. Where do you get your data from?
Mr. Giles, let me interrupt here. You only have so long to present your case. Evidently, you did not bring any evidence of what you think your house is worth. So we either need to ask for a continuance or you need to rest.
So I'm not going to rest. But I will point you out to one thing that this equalization board sent to me. It is a document. It says, Faulkner County Equalization Board notice dated September 29, 2011. And it changed the assessment from what it had originally been set as, changed it and knocked it back down to 126,950. And that is pretty well in line with exactly what the cost of the land and the improvements cost.
In 2011.
And until somebody can show me that there is something new that's comparable to my property.
I believe that was done in 10 years ago.
Yes.
We've had a reappraisal in 2016. This year, 2021, is another reappraisal. Your property's not going to devalue. It's going to appreciate.
Well, then if my property appreciates, then show me a comparable sale. There's one sale. And then let's just compare apples to apples.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have him, I think, at 7604 square foot. We were presented with a list of the mass appraisal, and I would say the average on here looks to be 97, 103, some of them 110, and we've got you at 76.04. I mean, they have downgraded your home, I believe, as much as they can go through the years. On appraisal.
Well, there are some unique qualities about, number one, the land, the amount of land that's there. Number two, the setbacks on it are rather extensive, and it was never designed to be a piece of property that you would use a home for. But the land was a good price, and I built the house myself. And there are certain city services that are not available to that home. It has some unique characteristics on the structural components of it. And there's not another comparable building that I can find in this county that approaches what the way this house was constructed.
Mr. Jones, what city services does the home not have?
Sir?
What city services does the home not have?
Sewer.
Doesn't have sewer. It has city water.
Sir?
Has city water. It has city water. Conway Fork water?
Yes.
Okay. But private sewer.
There's some places out on Prince Street that do not have city
not
sewer.
Not private sewer. I'm in the city of Conway and I have a septic myself.
Yeah.
Well, Creek
don't
have a septic either.
It affects the value of the property. And the house, being it as it is, it's made, it has a structural component called core wall. And there's not another building, residence, that has been built out of core wall.
Would you explain to us what this core wall is?
It's a structurally insulated panel.
And at this time, Mr. Jones, do you have an opinion what the value of the home is?
Exactly.
Okay. Do you mind sharing it with us?
It's based on $32 a square foot for the basis of the number. I think it's 3,300 square feet, and I'm using those as guesstimates. I think we paid $16,000 for the property, and. It is on 0.39 of an acre. The setback on the foundation of the house is at the setback lines required by the city.
So, okay, that $32 square foot, that was for the structure itself, the home itself, correct?
$32.50 a square foot is what it actually came out to be as far as dollars and cents.
Okay, then plus whatever you paid for the tract of land, the 16.
And that was bought in what year?
Pardon?
What year was that purchased?
About 2001.
I was going to say 2000, but it's real close.
That's a long time ago.
Pardon?
That's a long time ago.
Well, the property had been there for 40 years. It was originally set up on the survey that was done to get it into as a subdivision in the city of Conway. It was set up to be a playground or some kind of a community recreation area.
Did you buy it in a foreclosure?
No. I do that good. My recollection is the person that I bought it from, I see his face, but I can't remember his name. He was in a box and he needed to have some money and my recollection is that he wanted a substantial amount more for it, and I said, this is all I've got. If you want $16,000, I'll give it to you. So he said, draw the deed up. We did.
Okay, well, I think we've heard everything that we need to hear today.
Here it is. I've got $3,250 per square foot. Or $107,250 plus 16 square yards gives me a total of another question on this apprentice deal. Where does that program come from?
Where does it come from?
Yes.
Do you know apprentice? I know where their office is, but I don't know about where their program comes from. We've used it for long as me and you have been there, 27 years.
But there's a window site on there?
Yeah. There's a window site for Apprentice Information Systems. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I just Googled that name. And they're one of the, probably the two main programs in the state that are approved by the state to use in, for mass appraisal, for the county assessors to use for mass appraisal, and that's one of them.
Okay. Now, along that line, what database do they use?
You're asking probably a technical question. A technical question I can't honestly answer.
Okay. And who wrote the algorithm for it?
We don't know, Mr.
Yeah, that's something we can't answer for you.
Okay. So I need to find that for somebody else.
Yes.
Okay. Would you say that this apprentice program is approved by the Arkansas Assessment Coordination Department?
Coordination?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if there's not going to be anything else, I'm going to...
I've got a lot more that I'd like to get into.
On your property?
Yes. It's about the way they say where the entire...
Well, I think that's something you need to take up with the ACD, maybe.
They approve on
everything. ACD being?
The Assessment Coordination Department.
Okay.
It's got it.
Okay, got
common
it.
Name.
Yeah.
ACD.
Arkansas Assessment Coordination. Okay. Yeah. ACD. 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 based on whatever algorithms there are, whatever code that's written into it, and it's been approved by the AACD, and so y'all are using it, but you can't tell where the database came from, correct?
We don't have the programs.
I mean, the manual that they put in is approved through the through Assessment Coordination Division also, as far as the cost manual.
And Marshall Swift is where the valuation comes from that's loaded in from Apprentice across all 75 counties.
Do y'all buy the program or do you rent it?
Well, we have an annual contract with them.
Yeah, it's a contract.
So it's a contract, so rent, so okay, it's a contract. And the contract is with whom?
Apprentice.
And where do you, and, do you have an address for them, a telephone number, or any information so I can contact you?
Not right here with me, no.
I, like I said, I think the best thing to do would be to contact the AACD.
Well, I would.
And we'll go ahead and rest now, and we'll all look at everything, and then you should have a letter within 10 days.
Okay. That's the way it is, right?
Thank you for coming in.
Well, have a good day.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody got them? You close that door.
Yeah. Tony was going to demand an audit.
We get audited about the state.
Don't.
Don't give them about this.
Okay, so we're still recording. Does anybody have anything that they want to say on this one? I would have done a suggest, but he didn't want to tell me for sure, because I know before it says in here two bedroom. The only thing I would have maybe suggested was we give him a little bit off for functional, but that would have been
okay,
because that has been on there in the past, 5% off.
Oh, okay, so it did have a 5% one time.
It did have, yeah.
That y'all made the decision on in a prior.
Yeah, we did that. That's, I remember when we did that in 08, I believe.
That would have been the only thing I would suggest.
No, we, in fact, we visited the house in 08.
Okay.
I thought y'all had said that. I couldn't remember if y'all had went out there or not.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been out there.
Yeah. I thought you had.
And that was the whole point of giving y'all his past history. Cause I didn't have any idea what he was. If I knew it was going to be quizzed on law and everything, not everything he was. I didn't know.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, I see where we had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so did we have that on
maybe
yeah,
we had it in the past one time.
Maybe we can put that on
and
there and come up
that
with
that. That was something kind of a common kind of, I like to see.
Other than that, that's a lot of years ago for the value to not go up based on what somebody paid and what somebody built it for. We're talking 2001, 2006. I mean.
And we can probably...
And the area.
So that was what?
I mean,
what?
It's sitting right on top of Knob Hill.
I may want to check my math. It looks like it'd bring it up to 150, bring it down to 154, but give it 5%.
Okay.
What'd you say, Jeff?
Is that a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we give it a 5% of the adjustment factor. In other words, put the adjustment factor at 0.95 due to being only a two bedroom. And that would adjust the value to, I guess, 154,030, rounded to the year 10.
Which would be in this value.
Okay.
30,810 assessed.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we will give the adjustment of 154.
It'd be 050 if you round up.
Oh, okay.
That assessed value times 5 would be 154,050.
154,050?
Yeah.
154,050.
Okay.
And please make note in there that why we adjusted that. On record. Okay, if there's nothing else, we're going to
make motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're going to adjourn.